How is it? Hey, I've been eating the same eggs and toast for the past week as you. What, you don't think I'm sick of eating the same shit for every meal too? God. No? Like, no, it's fine. Right? I get it. Yeah. Yeah, this place gets unbelievably stuffy when you can't leave it. It's like cabin fever, but worse. But it's not like I can go for long, not while you're in the condition that you are. I go, I pick up food, and I come right back. It's not exactly like taking a nice stroll in the park. Oh, great. Not this again. You can't leave. You can't leave. You can barely walk. Yeah, I know you're healing. Healing, as in not healed yet. You really think you could defend yourself if even just one, like just one armored Skyline soldier came in? Yeah, I thought so. I will say, though, it is nice to see you more coherent than you were before. You're sitting up most of the time. I'm sure you won't have to spend too much longer here. A week, maybe. Like 2 weeks tops. Yeah, I said you. Yeah, I said you. You didn't think I was leaving with you when this was all over, did you? You did. Oh. Look, you have your rebellion to get back to, like people that are probably looking everywhere for you. A community, you know? I have other shit to worry about. I don't know. Like, finding a place that isn't run down and moldy. Getting a new job the way I don't have to scrape by with the same eggs, water, and toast for every meal. Finding my friends if they're still out there. You know, trying to gain some sense of normalcy again. I know. I know that, sure. Sure, things won't be what they were, but it doesn't mean that I have to, like, abandon myself and everything I've worked for, let alone to rebrand as a fugitive with you. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I never said that. I never said your cause wasn't just. I'm just not bred for it. After what happened in Neon City, I've had my fill of violence. I've seen enough death. I don't want any more. I need you to understand that, and I hope that you can understand why it's better that we just part ways after this. It's getting dark out. I'm gonna flick the lamp on. I think I'm gonna look around the place, if that's cool with you. Believe it or not, I haven't snooped once since we've been here. Mm-mm. Nope. If I find anything, I'll bring it out. We can have a little show and tell, you know? Yeah, because it beats reading the same two fucking magazines that the last tenants left. Holy shit. You would not believe what I found. Dude, look. No, this is cybernetic armor. Three sets, same model. It's state-of-the-art shit. Look. No, the chargers haven't even been pulled out of the plastic yet. No, I know all about this stuff. Of course I'm excited. It's a long story. Look, let me just take it out of the packaging. Throw that to the side and plug it in, and then the other, hook them into the helmet. There. God, who the fuck were these people that lived here before us? No, they're too fucking poor to fix their leaky sink and too poor to pay their rent, but they have three M1987s just hanging out in their closet. No, it's sus for sure. I just don't get it. If bad money management. If it's bad money management, this is as bad as it gets. Mm-mm. No, dude, the 1987s came out like 7 months ago. They're the newest on the market. Mm-hmm. The cuirass is graphene and titanium, I think? Yeah, threaded and woven over the electronics. Go ahead, touch it. It's just as flexible as cotton. It's practically indestructible. I mean, like, the paint can get scraped and bruised, but the hardware isn't fucking going anywhere. And the helmet, dude, the helmet is Dawson's make. Mm-hmm. You know that arms dealer that's playing both sides of this war? Selling your people the same weapons they're selling the Skyliners? Excuse me. Allegedly. Yeah, that Dawson. Oh, it's got a hell of an OS, though. Yeah, you're not gonna find anything as fluid for the next 5 years. Bet. What are we gonna do with them? I don't know. Let them charge, I guess. They don't take long. Besides, I kinda wanna try one on. Yeah, I would also probably keep it. There are three here. I mean, one of them is bound to fit you too, if you're interested. Coercing you into theft? You're a member of the rebellion. I highly doubt you have to be coerced. Did you hear that? Shit. It's probably Skyline soldiers. You haven't heard them yet? I guess that makes sense. You've kind of been out of it for a little bit. Yeah, I hear them sometimes throughout the day. And the soldiers in the middle of the night. Like, banging on doors and, like, talking. Mm-mm. I can never hear what they're saying, but I know it's them. No, it makes it hard to sleep sometimes. No, I don't know what they're looking for. But I see them come in every night when I peek out the window. Sometimes they come in through the front door and sometimes up the fire escape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the other residents say they started searching the lobby and are working their way up. Huh? Yeah, I peek out the window sometimes. I never look straight ahead, though, or, like, poke my entire face out, you know? Yeah, always keep my head down. Don't worry, like, I know better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you remember that whistleblower from a few months back? Like, Jameson, I think his name was? Yeah, the guy that talked about the Skyliners updating their facial recognition service. Mm-hmm. Yeah. New and improved. Mm-hmm. A snapshot that goes to Skyline HQ will get you murked quicker than a bullet. And, I don't know about you, right? But I'm not a fan of being shot in any capacity. And lately I've been a little paranoid of that. Yeah, I'm sure you understand. What? You want me to look out? Okay, I'm going. I'm not pulling the curtains all the way back, though. I don't see anything. Oh my god. You, You're outside. Well, hologram of you, anyways. It's a wanted poster. Fucking Christ. A lot. You're worth a lot. What the fuck did you do? No, it's obviously important. Oh my fucking God. They must hate you. They must really hate you. Or you did something, like, terrible. Why? You're worth more dead than alive. You know, Skyliners and their public executions. If they want you dead, you fucked up. That's why the Skyliners have been combing through the building every night. They're looking for you. Oh, what the hell are we gonna do? Well, I'm not gonna leave you here, right? Or kill you. No, I am not going to follow you. No. Look, I already told you, it's better that we just part ways. Because I don't want to be attached to any of this bullshit. What do you mean I already am? Harboring a fugitive? First of all, I have not been harboring you. I didn't even know who you were. Like, I knew that you were a member of the rebellion. Yeah. But that poster is saying you're like a commanding general. Like, that's... I know, but I didn't know that. Not when I brought you here. They wouldn't take me too. Would they? Would they? No, I'm not a part of your world, right? Like, no, all I did was help you. I'm not affiliated. No, I don't really want to find out, but I don't. Are you getting up? You're standing. Wait, what are you doing? Hi. You are close. You're close. No, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. Okay. I'm listening. I know that we have to leave. Tonight? You're serious. No, I'm scared. I don't, because I don't know what's gonna happen, right? Like, what if they catch us? Wait, I have an idea. The 1987s. We suit up and, there's a brightness setting on the visor that can bypass the recognition systems. Yeah, it's like 27 point something percent. I told you, like, I know about this stuff, right? And I also told you it's a long story. Look, you said we needed to leave, right? We can use the suits to leave. Can you get dressed on your own? Good. No, they're not fully charged, but they'll get us where we need to go. Yeah, I know a place. I know Neon City is rubble. No, I wasn't raised on the fourth level. I was raised in the first. Yeah, a real bottom-of-the-barrel shithole. But if the place I'm thinking of has stayed the same, we can stay holed up there for a while. Now, come here. Let me calibrate the brightness on your helmet. 25, 26, 27, 27.237. There. Now don't take that off until I tell you. Get your shoes on, okay? I'm gonna calibrate mine. They sound close. Okay, there's a fire escape on the west side of the building. If we tiptoe across the scaffolding outside, we could make it there and head down. Okay, I'm gonna pack up some of the first aid shit that we have left over. And now that I think about it, I should probably pack the third 1987, huh? Okay. I think we're good. Okay. I don't know. I figure we have the rest of the evening and the early morning to get from the 7th level to the 1st level. I know that's not a lot of time. We can't use the railway service. We're just gonna have to walk. Okay. Just open this shit up. Okay. Head west, then head down. Head west, then head down. Are you good? Are you ready? Okay. Okay, follow me.